Good morning.
This is interesting. So it's a grant called New Media, New Messages, and it comes from the federal level. River Region was awarded this money. First of all, congratulations on that. It's not easy to get a federal grant.
Thank you.
How is this going to work? Tell us about this project.
What the project does, we target two specific high-risk populations, African-American males 18 to 34 and females, and men who have sex with men, MSMs, 18 and above. And what we do is we disseminate prevention messages around substance abuse and HIV.
And you do this on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, especially those three platforms?
That is correct.
So what are the types of messages you're putting out there?
We're actually just trying to educate the individuals with information about the risk that they're at. Also, we're trying to just create campaigns centered around specific days, such as National Black HIV Testing Day, National HIV Awareness Day, things of that nature, just to kind of make people aware of the services that RRHS offers, also to make them aware of things that may be putting them at risk for contracting HIV.
And this is a big public health issue in Duval County. For example, in Duval, African Americans represent about 30% of the total population, but they account for nearly 50% of the reported HIV cases.
Absolutely.
It's almost at epidemic levels in Duval, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And it's something that we don't talk a lot about. You know, we just don't hear a lot about HIV. And the population that we're targeting right now, specifically men who have sex with men, they're more prevalent to the disease than any other category, a population that we target.
And the age range you're going for, young to middle age, this is interesting. For over 20 years now, HIV and AIDS has been the leading cause of death in Florida for African Americans aged 25 to 44. Reaching this population on social media seems like a no-brainer. This is an easy way to get your message out because in this day and age, everybody is on their phone all the time. They're texting, they're Instagramming, they're tweeting. So the platforms you're using are interesting. Tell us about them, too. What's the T-Jax and what's the Play-Jax?
What's the T-Jax is a term that's popular within the MSM or the gay community, and it just simply means what's happening. And what's the Play-Jax was kind of a spinoff of the heterosexual population, just kind of a way of us saying, hey, they're asking what's happening, and we're getting the information. What we're attempting to do is not only put information out there, but we want to have an engagement with this community. We want them to talk to us. We want them to ask questions. We want to interact with them and do whatever we can do to make them aware of resources that are available, such as free testing, condom distribution, anything type of linkage that we might be able to offer.
You started this back in October. What's been the reaction so far?
Well, we've gotten a lot of response from it so far, specifically on Instagram, which we kind of thought that Twitter and Facebook might be the hot places, but we found out there's a lot of focus now on Instagram. People like pictures, things that they can see. Instagram allows us to kind of show a picture or something and then give or maybe a 6-minute video that talks about HIV or how to put on a condom correctly.
Do you have your own Instagram page?
We
account?
Do. We have two. One of them is What's the Play-Jax, and this is the one that targets heterosexuals. Mm-hmm. And the other one is What's underscore the T-Jax.
And you're posting pictures mainly and some video on there.
Some video, that is correct. And we actually ask our peers to create videos for us. And they're actually creating these videos, posting them, and allowing their followers to see these videos.
Now, you received this grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, correct?
That is correct.
So, of course, any money from the feds comes with a lot of strings. How will you measure the effectiveness of this program?
We're working with DEPS Communication, who is our evaluator on this grant, and she has a very strategic way of monitoring likes and hits and how much interaction that actually takes place. We're providing quarterly reports to SAMHSA on what we're doing. So basically, we're just taking the numbers and just feeding them back to SAMHSA.
Well, continue to keep us posted on it. It's interesting.
Thank you.
It's the new way of doing things, isn't it? Fascinating to share it in our Tech Tuesday. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.